Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we're here with you, Coach.
You on?
Yeah, hey, Sean. So just talking with some of the guys, obviously the record's the same, but what did you think was different about this team this year compared to the last two?
Oh, I think I just answered that last night. I'll answer it again, though. I think clearly we're younger. I think that there's the right makeup in regards to the type of players we're looking for in the locker room. Just going through a few notes. We played in the second most one-possession games this year, being Detroit played in the first one-possession games, and we've got to be better in that area. We finished 5-7. In other words, games 8 points or less. And that, you know, that was one thing we discussed is, hey, we talked about a fast start. We weren't able to accomplish that, and we talked about our margin for error in close games. And look, we can go back through specifically each game, but I think there's a certain amount of toughness and grit with this team. I think we obviously have to have a good off season with regards to the personnel, and we've got to be better as coaches, especially when it comes to those games. And look, every weekend we're seeing it.
And you had a lot of individual accolades of offensive players, but what did you think of the job the offensive line did throughout the season to help that offense?
Well, look, I think there were a lot of positives from the standpoint of, Jari coming in, you know, relatively not having an off season in training camp. You know, Andrus playing a handful of spots. You know, I thought we settled in. I thought we ran the ball better than a year ago. I think that's something that clearly we'll see when we look at the cut-ups.
Sean, do you want to take a minute to potentially address the rumors of mutual interest between you and the Los Angeles Rams?
You know, here's the thing. I was reading the comments the players made, and I was real fired up because what they said and the same thing our organization has said is correct. We're not going to address rumors, reports. If we answer to those every time, it'd be silly. And so I didn't answer it yesterday, and I won't answer it on this conference call because I've read Larry's report, for instance, about Nicky and I meeting, which was completely false. Nicky and I, for the last 11 years, after every game, share the same locker room. We come in, we have a Gatorade, we talk. First thing I ask Mickey every game is, hey, was the Fleener catch, did he hold on to it? Was that the right overturn? You go through every penalty. Then we get a cheeseburger, and then we get on the plane. But if I'm going to answer questions to a report like that that's inaccurate, then we only just feed or turn the rumor mill. So I won't. And that's just the way it is. And you know what? It's tough.
Sean, don't you think, you know, your players and the fans too and your
coaching question
would like...
Next question. No, you don't speak for the fans. You think you do, but you don't. The fans actually get tired of, all right, reports like Mike's or Larry's that aren't accurate. And so, listen, do we have any other questions about the end of the season or the game we played last night?
Yeah, we have plenty. What did you think of the
job
that he really did, and how much would you like to have him back?
Who was that?
Fairly.
Listen, I think he played well. I think there were spurts. Obviously, he gives us some pass rush. I think this is a place that he feels comfortable. It was a tough year with the death of his mother. But I know this, there's a lot different opinion and feeling, at least on our end, about that player and that person after having been with him a year. And I think he clearly has got good football in him. You know, it's not, you know, if you looked at his age and saw where he's at, he's been relatively healthy. And despite the challenge to his mother, I think he played well.
And then how challenged is Josh Hill and Hooman going down a lot? I mean, how challenging was it dealing with, you know, the turnover at tight end?
Well, they're two different type players, but nonetheless, they're veteran players at that position. You know, we were fortunate enough to sign John when we had the opportunity, Phillips. And I think, you know, look, Hooman's one of those guys that, you know, the season ends and you watch the film and you're like, holy cow. And he is a tough point of attack, and I think John gave us some of that as well. But I think it's not unusual that a certain position group on your team can get hit with injuries like that, and fortunately we were able to fill in a few names there and get some guys going. I'm glad we signed John Phillips and were able to acquire him, and I think that sometimes it forces you to be in a jumbo package, you know, with an extra offensive lineman.
You mentioned John Phillips. Who are maybe some of the other guys, maybe kind of under the radar, that didn't get the pub, but that had good seasons that you noticed?
Well, similar guys to John would be like Sterling, you know, bringing in Sterling Morton, and all of a sudden he's in a starting position. B.W. Webb was a guy that got thrust into that role a little bit. You know, so there were a few players that all of a sudden were playing earlier maybe than anyone expected because of an injury. And again, that's, you know, it happened to corner quite a bit early in the year.
Sean, how much of a jump do you think you have to make next year personnel-wise to be a playoff team?
Well, listen, you can look at two things that I think, and it's a fair question, to be a playoff team, or clearly the team we played last night is the team that needs to be caught in our division. And I think Dan and those guys have done a great job. It's an explosive offense. You know, to some degree, those of you that have been here a while, it was almost like full circle in 11 when we were in that position. And towards the end of the year, probably one of our better offenses, and playing Atlanta, and you know, you know, I don't know that a seeding was at stake in 11 when we played them, but the point I'm making is you felt that we could score on any possession, and I'm sure they probably felt the same way last night. So, you know, making the playoffs is one thing, though. Winning your division and feeling like you have a team that can make a run and a push for a championship is another. And look, this offseason is going to be important. To try to measure it in regards to years, I think is difficult to do, especially the day after the season.
How has Garrett Grayson developed in his second year at this point?
Well, I think that I know Joe spent a lot of extra time with him. You know, typically this next year will be an important, you know, here we go. I think from an offensive standpoint, I think his ability to spit out what we're doing, I think he's got a great grasp as to the system itself. I think he's someone that moves well and throws the ball well on the run. So I expect him to get plenty of work here this offseason heading into camp.
And then, Sean, what do you think of the way Tyler Davidson was able to play through pain for most of the year?
Listen, he's a tough, hard-nosed player who's got obviously a tremendous amount of respect from the players downstairs. You know, he's just one of those guys that as a coach you really appreciate, and he's improved quite a bit from last year to this year. But you know, when you play that position, it's hard to get noticed in regards to how you play, and you probably only get noticed if you're not playing well as an overall defense. But I think he's a good football player.
Sean, you talked about personnel a couple of questions ago. In the last couple of years, you've also made some coaching staff changes and scouting department changes. You feel like you're closer to having those built to where you want to right now, too?
Yeah, like every offseason, we'll evaluate all those positions. Any changes that we make, we'll get the announcement to you guys.
If I could just circle back, you referenced being fired up. Did you Did you convey that to the team? Obviously, you say you don't want to talk about it in the media, but did you convey anything to them about any of these reports or your feelings about that in your meeting?
My reference being what?
Fired up, you said?
No, listen, all I'm saying to you is, at the end of the day, philosophically, and Mickey and I talked about this before, and I was excited to hear the response of our veteran players to the same questions you're asking me, and those were, listen, spit out sources, all right, clear up the story that you claim to have, and then we'll answer the question. But otherwise, we're not going to answer questions every week based on someone else's Twitter scoop. It's silly. And so I know the Saints took that position. I know Greg was asked last week. I saw and listened to our players' responses, and mine are the same. All right? And it's hard when some of them, I brought specifically up a couple that are completely inaccurate. There's no accountability there when it comes to Mickey. Like, for instance, he and I met last night for an hour after the game. It's completely false. All right? So why would we answer questions about stories that way when they're not accurate to begin with? So any other questions? I appreciate you asking.
Yes, Sean, you mentioned this a little bit last night, but what do you think about how this rookie class performed? And is this maybe the best draft you've had since 2006?
Well, I think they did a number of things well, and we'll have a chance over time to see how they measure up. But you just go one by one through them. You know, I think Mike Thomas had a solid year and is competitive, wants to work hard, and certainly ready to play at this level. Vaughn Bell, we're going to need to see a little bit more consistency from him, and yet he'll have plenty of opportunities to do that. Onyemata, David, got a lot of snaps, played more snaps last night because of Sheldon's ankle, and then Lasko was someone who's going to need to stay healthy, and yet we've seen enough from him in practice and in preseason to where we feel like, and so there may not be the numbers there, but I am excited about that group of players, and it's going to be important to continue to build and add more pieces.
And then you didn't just Rankins, any evaluation on him?
I'm sorry. He's doing exceptionally well. I don't think the injury last night is going to be anything significant. And listen, he's just one of those quiet, no-nonsense guys. We were fortunate in training camp that we were able to get him back during the year and get him some work, a half a season, if you will, of experience.
Sean, the Falcons, you mentioned them earlier. They have two guys out of the backfield that can get to the edge and really stress a defense. Is that something that you've kind of, and I know you've had that kind of player before, is that, you know, your thoughts on having that kind of player?
Well, I think, number one, they do a real good job with that landmark on their zone scheme. And so it really, you know, the first thing it forces you to do defensively is move with that same pace, their offensive line. I think their line has gotten better. But when you look at the runners and their ability to take a play like a simple zone scheme, and if you don't pursue with the right angles, they can make you pay for it. I think equally as well, their threats as receivers, those become big challenges.
Hey, Sean, with Thomas Morstead not doing kickoffs, how did that benefit him this year? And then what did you think about how Will Lutz handled kickoffs?
Listen, I thought Will had a good year, a good rookie year. I said this to you guys earlier. I think Kevin O'Day came in and has done a good job working with him on the lift, but, man, he's got a strong leg, and I think he's an accurate kicker. He'll continue to work on the placement of the kickoffs, you know, whether you're kicking it, deep for a touchback or trying to, you know, place it in a corner. When you can take the punter off of that kickoff and just knowing Thomas, he's going to want to do everything, and yet there's a certain amount of stress that's involved on your leg when you're kicking the ball off. I think it's a positive if especially with a player like Thomas, who's where he's at in his career. It's a positive when someone other than himself can handle that. And I thought, you know, by and large, I thought we were fine that way.
Sean, Roman Harper talked about wanting to come back to New Orleans, but needing some time to think about, just assess his body and his health, his overall health. Could you just share your thoughts on wanting him back in New Orleans and just wanting to see him continue playing football at this level?
Yeah, listen, he's obviously extremely close to our program. I think he's in good shape. He takes care of himself. You'll have plenty of time here during this offseason to go through the roster and talk about these guys. I'm sure he'll do the same, but look, he's one of our core guys and a guy that really is, that grew up in this program.
Sean, it's Brett here on the call. Is it fair to say that with Roman, Jari, and Zach, and players at that stage in their career, it's difficult to tell when a season ends exactly what their role of presence will be in the ensuing season, or is it no different from any other player?
I think it's extremely fair to say that the day after the season ends, without the coach, assistant coaches, GM, scouts, or anyone having met on these players, not once, that there would be any insight as to this is the plan or not the plan, you know, barring an exception, a player being injured. And so, unfortunately for you all, the timing of this call, which is required, is the day after the regular season ends. And we'll go through evaluations this whole week into next week on every player on the roster.
Sean, I'm sure the evaluation of Drew Brees is fairly simple every year, but did he do things this year that make you guys feel even more comfortable about his ability to keep thriving at his age level?
Listen, I think he played well. I think I wouldn't say anything differently. I think, you know, we ran the ball more efficiently. That helps, and it gives you a little teeth, gives you your play-action passing game a little bit more bite to it, but I think overall his health is good. Focus and his preparation has been outstanding. And look, the evaluation on any of these players is never easy. It's just it's tedious. You want to look closely at what you're seeing. And I think that we'll have a chance to do that with all these guys. One last question.
It was with Drew. How do you evaluate the 5,000 yard seasons? He now has five, and the rest of the league combined only has four.
I don't spend as much time looking at five. We spend more time looking at efficiency, location. You know, how are we doing on third down? How are we doing on the red zone? I think the total yardage number sometimes comes when you're throwing it more, and yet. I felt like we ran the ball a little bit more and more effectively this year. So it's not as much total yardage as some of the other specific things that are involved with playing that position. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sean.